The Voice of America presents Jazz Club USA. The Voice of America invites you to another in the series of programs designed to bring you jazz at its best. And here is your host, the jazz critic, Leonard Feather.
And once again, to you jazz fans all over the world, greetings and modulations. This week on Jazz Club USA, we move our microphones over to a new and very interesting New York nightclub. This place is called the Embers Club, and unlike some of the other places we've visited, such as Birdland and the Stuyvesant Casino, the Embers doesn't cater especially to jazz fans. It attracts smart, fashionable people and celebrities from all walks of life with its policy of good music in the modern idiom. The first musical attractions to work at this club were Joe Bushkin's quartet, and Art Tatum, who was still playing there when we took our recording equipment over there the other night. You probably remember Bushkin from his work as a young pianist with the bands of Bunny Berrigan, Tommy Dorsey, and others a few years ago. Today, he leads a swinging little unit with two former stars of the Count Basie band, Buck Clayton on trumpet and Joe Jones on drums, plus the award-winning bass man, Eddie Safransky. And here they go with Sunny Side of the Street. Thank you. now they go into another old favorite, At Sundown.
Thank you. Well, as we said just a few minutes ago, the solo attraction here at the Embers Club is none other than the great, the one and only Art Tatum. And before he goes on the bandstand, I thought it might be a good idea to have a few words from him. Art, it's been quite a long time since you were overseas, hasn't it? How long are you?
Oh, 1937, 1938. That is in person in Europe, you mean?
Yes, when you were in England. Were we on the continent?
No.
Just England?
Yes, I used to go every Sunday, though.
Oh, I see. But that was the extent of it.
I always go here many on Sundays, see, because I was working in London, and therefore it, you don't work in London on Sunday.
On Sunday, oh, I see. And that was the only chance you got to go to France, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And there's still a lot of territories you have to cover maybe in the near future.
I imagine.
Well, I think you're ready for a European or an international tour.
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of afraid of it. But,
well, there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that know you from your records. In fact, it might be a good point to ask you, what do you think is perhaps the outstanding record you've ever made?
Leonard. I think that's
a difficult question, but...
That's kind of rough, but I'll tell you what I think is one of my best. One that I like best is Deep Purple. I made it on a Decca record a long time ago, and that's my Humoresque that I did.
Well, that's the two great selections. Personally, I will go for Sweet Lorraine. That is
a very
special favorite
came out
of mine.
That came out of the album with Humoresque.
That's right.
We have a Capitol album, and I've got to write Sing the Blues, a pretty good thing. Everybody likes it, Dancing in the Dark, so I don't know.
Well, you have a very wide selection. Fortunately, you're well represented on records, and the records have gone all over the world. I hope you will go where the records have gone in person one of these days. Maybe you can give us another answer to a question that might be of interest to a lot of people. That is, who do you think are the outstanding young pianists that have come up in the last few years that are great favorites of yours?
Well, I'll tell you, that's a difficult thing for me to say because I love all pianists, Leonard.
Well, I know that, but
I love Teddy Wilson. I love Joey Buskin. I love, of course, the great Fats Waller is dead. You know what I mean?
Yes, but there are some new kinds
of things. And I think Oscar Peterson plays very good piano.
He's wonderful.
And also like George Shearing, whom I think does a whole lot with a group. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think it's so beautiful, you know?
I believe Hank Jones is one of your favorites.
Yes,
too,
he is, yeah. I mean, that's why I said I don't want to start calling off names because there's so many guys that play beautifully.
You're afraid you might forget some.
That's right, and I don't want to be the fellow to forget.
Well, Art, we'll just leave it this way.
Poor Art Tatum is getting older and cannot play anymore.
Well, we're going to disprove that right now, Art. We want to thank you for the opportunity to interview you here, and we'd like you to go up on the bandstand right now and prove once and for all that the last remark you made is completely unjustified.
No, I mean, that's a real pleasure, and I'm glad you come in. And anytime, Leonard, you can do this. It's a pleasure for me.
Well, the pleasure
is my pleasure.
Thank you very much, Art.
All right.
Maybe you don't recognize this one because Art never made a record of it. It's Taboo. Thank you. Here's a tune that makes a perfect showcase for Art Tatum's great harmonic ideas, Come Rain or Come Shine. And now, the Tatum interpretation of the product of another famous jazz pianist, Fats Waller's Honeysuckle Rose. Thank you. And now let's bring back the Joe Bushkin Quartet with Buck Clayton, Joe Jones, and Eddie Safransky for their jumping treatment of another old favorite, The Sheik. Is still glowing at the embers, and we hope to rekindle the musical flame on our next visit. This is your host, Leonard Feather, wishing you the best of tempos until next week.
Thank you, Leonard Feather. Jazz Club USA is a feature presentation of The Voice of America.